What's up, y'all? This is another episode of The Vocal Agenda. I want y'all to go ahead and follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal, and I want to thank y'all for tuning in. All right, what's up, guys? This is another episode of The Vocal Agenda. Where you have myself, D-Lo, and you can follow me on Twitter at AskMeSucker, and you can follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal. Unfortunately, Rich won't be on this episode as well, but stay tuned because he'll be on the next one, hopefully. But stay tuned because he will be on it, and you can give them your at name and where to follow you at.
And this is your girl, Erica. You can follow me on Twitter at Sadidi underscore ego. Sadidi is spelled S-I-D-I-T-Y.
All right. So, our first topic today will be about the robbery with the UPS guy connection. From what you read or what you saw, how you felt about it?
So basically what happened was that it was, some guys, I guess, robbed a jewelry store. They end up shooting a woman. They hijacked the UPS truck, took that driver hostage, and then they end up in a shootout with the police. And then the police is basically using the people for using their cars for shields and everything.
Right.
But then it's kind of at the end of the day, I mean, I get it. It's bullets flying here, here, and here. But isn't it one of your main priorities as the law is to get these innocent bystanders out the way?
Mm-hmm. Because
now you got four people dead. Now it's four people dead.
Right.
Now it's gone. So it's what are y'all doing? What is the proper procedure? You know what I'm saying? What did y'all even learn within the
exactly.
Academy? Because I don't think that it shouldn't be for people that's dead right now. It should not be. It should not be. You went on a high-speed chase with this UPS truck on the expressway and was using people's cars. It was legit using people's cars. Some people were actually still in cars as they were shooting and using them cars as shields. What the fuck? But hey, being a police officer is some dang shit. It's very dangerous. So, I mean, I guess they thought, hey, I'm finna use this car. I ain't finna get shot.
Right.
So, I mean, I understand it, but, it's, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there, so it's kind of one of those things where it's kind of why would you use, innocent bystander vehicles, as they're in it, And then it's kind of shit, I need to protect myself.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm in the middle about it. I understand both ends, but I know they need to find these people whoever did this shit. I know that much.
Mm-hmm. And it's just it's crazy how all of this took place with the fact that, okay, they robbed this jewelry store and you hijacked the UPS truck. That's already a big felony. And then you hold the UPS guy hostage. If they already had the helicopters hovering around, you had the police officers chasing behind this UPS truck. To me, I felt and I'm not no officer, so I don't really know all of the protocols, but I would think that it would make more sense to lay off and see what they do. Because 9 times out of 10, people who's running from the cops, and we've seen it, if they're on a high-speed chase and they just feel like they're at the point where they're at a dead end, they're going to take off running. But my thing is, they got in the middle of traffic. They couldn't move no more. So then they decided to shoot out. Now, the officers, of course, on command, they're going to respond with bullets as well because that's what they were trained to do. But you also got to think on the level we have innocent bystanders who are human. And then we're human ourselves trying to make sure that we're safe. But the first priority is to make sure everybody else around you is safe as well. And I don't think that was taking place within that whole procedure. And then it looks like the robbers was trying to crawl out one side of the UPS truck. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, maybe y'all should have let them crawl out and maybe they would have started running. Then you could kind of like chase them away from the civilians. But now you got two innocent people dead in a situation that could have been avoided, but it could have been avoided in a way. Like, you kind of got the signs. If they was trying to crawl out one side, let them crawl out one side. You already had the helicopters above them, so they, it's like they couldn't get lost. You would know where they were. So it's just like a tough situation, because now these families have to live with the fact that a family member is dead because of two people who wanted to plead some type theft action they was having. And now four people dead. The two people that robbed the jewelry store can't even enjoy it because they dead. And then now you got two innocent people. Somebody who was working for UPS is dead. Now his family got to deal with that for the holidays. Then you have the, I think it was a woman who got shot in her car, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, her family got to deal with that. Then I was reading in the comments where somebody was like, they had a sister or somebody who was there at the time, but she's doing fine, but a bullet did shoot out her back window. And it's crazy. So nobody don't want to, you know, sit down at home and see that their family got shot on the news, because clearly they showed everything. Nobody wants to see that. I just think that got to be like a lesson, something they got to learn from, because yeah, you're here to protect, but you also here to make sure everybody is safe. And in that situation, it was crazy. It was very crazy.
This whole thing is just really nuts. You know, but I'm so sorry for those family members who did pass away. Within this tragic. Horrible.
And now it's nothing you can do. It's just like, and it also makes you wonder, like, will the state try to, like, I guess, help them cope with some type of settlement or something? Like, because people don't always want a settlement. Because,
I mean, yeah, they don't. But, I mean, get your money.
True. It just sucks.
You won't be going through, you have this heartache, this pain. You won't be going through what you're going through, you know what I'm saying? If that wouldn't have never happened, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I mean, some people can use it, you know? But then again, like you said, some people don't want to settle. We don't want your money, you know? This, and the third, but hey.
And I've been seeing a lot of people in the comments, like, twisting it in a way, like, what you expect. They have to do what they were taught or trained to do and all this other stuff. But in a way, that coming off is a little insensitive, even though it may have been a mistake. But how could you say that in a situation where, you know, of course it's a shootout, but you're going to want to make sure that people around you are safe before you do so.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of them fail to realize. Like, you going to get the civilians back. Everybody needs to get away from the gunfire.
But, I guess in most cases, you can't always control everything, but
you can't. But
we do. I just hope those families try to stay strong through this hard time, because it's something you can't get it back, but you can only try to move forward and grieve the way that you can to help you overcome it. So prayers for them.
Yeah.
So all right, so with this next topic, we're going to speak on how Cardi is out here trying to do tours and can't sell these tickets. What's going on?
Well, I bet you thought you was gonna sell this motherfucking Texas over there. Now. So she caught herself going over to what she was at. Where was she at?
I'm gonna get that for you right now. She was headed over to Ghana, Nigeria.
So she's over there, and come to find out, they giving these tickets away for free. Mm-hmm. The problem that I have is that Cardi has this Grammy. She's supposed to have these number one. She's just supposed to be like the it girl. You know what I'm saying? The it factor for female hip hop. And you can't even go nowhere else to fucking sell tickets. You can't go nowhere else in the world, really, and sell tickets. Now, who fault is that? You know, tell you who fault is that? That's hip hop fault. You want to know why it's hip hop fault? It's hip hop's fault because y'all let this woman into this game. The game, Cardi did not make a name for herself musically.
Nope.
She said so herself that, oh, you know, for my album, you know, I was trying to get features and nobody wanted to do a feature with me. Nobody wanted to, you know, if they did, they charged me $6,000 and this, you know. Okay, that's the typical amount people charge for a motherfucking feature. You lucky they didn't charge you $150,000.
Exactly.
But, you know, you obviously had to get her the features for her album, and that shows you right there that you never made a name for yourself musically. That shows you right there that with you coming in, you know what I'm saying, these people let you in. Your record label, you know, did things and pushed you to a way into which, you know, you didn't have to do that. But you see how it's hurting you? It's hurting you as an artist because you can't even go up to other countries and make money.
Exactly.
It's even to the point now, I don't even think certain, like, people want you on their features, on their songs, because it's like, for what? Oh, yeah, she got a whole bunch of likes. You know what I'm saying? She got a whole bunch of views on her Instagram page. Okay, but you're not actually generating money. You're not actually bringing, you know, actual views on your YouTube pages. It's to the point now, YouTube got rid of a lot of stuff. All them commercials. The commercials was actually counting towards the video. Towards the views for the videos. Which we didn't know that. So now that all of this stuff is coming down, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of things have changed. Cardi can't do much. She cannot do much. She have no room. So the only thing she could probably do is cross over into what? Latina? You know, doing some Latina shit?
Yeah.
Even, for example, with this Karol G and this, you know, and Nicki Minaj featuring this Nicki Minaj joint, somebody had said something to Cardi on Twitter, and she basically said that she passed on it. Okay, you passed up on this song. Why? First off, you're a fucking fool, because first and foremost, Karol G has fucking views. The song is already at 100 million views already?
Yeah.
And it just came out not too long ago. So it's like the woman has views. The song went number one on, you know, the Latina charts and this and that. So it's like, why would you skip up on something like that? That would have been like history right there for two Latina women.
Mm-hmm. Especially if that's part of your culture.
Exactly. But for you to pass up on it, it makes people look at you like, okay, why? Why? Uh-huh. So come to find out, Karol G basically saying like, oh, she wants to me in time. Okay, that's how we know right there that you don't fucking write your shit. Ain't no, oh, I'm too busy. No, you can fucking come up with some shit and write that shit. Cardi can't do it. So when people like that ask her, can you do this, can you do this, she can't deliver. She would not be able to deliver. If this, she wouldn't even sound, she wasn't gonna sound right on that record anyway. But I'm just saying, but it's like, Cardi is limited to what she can do as far as rapping wise, musically, she's limited. Then she has this Pepsi commercial. What the fuck? What the fuck is that? Why Pepsi?
Because they wanted to keep that endorsement. They wanted to keep that endorsement.
I'm just saying though, you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
why Pepsi though? Pepsi has nothing to do with you. You get what I'm saying? Like, who has a Pepsi commercial? You got Beyonce got one, Nicki got one. Who else got a Pepsi commercial? But instead of you doing something different and went to a different brand, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And did something else, you follow behind people, but you're looking crazy. Don't nobody want no fucking twerk shot for no fucking hot like Christmas. Like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
I guess it's supposed to fit her image, but it's like Cardi, she's looking crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? She's looking crazy because it's like, is this all that you're about? Just the glamorous things and that's it. Are you not actually about writing your raps? Are you not actually about hip-hop? Because it looks to me that you just about chasing a bag. You're just about the money. You're just about getting these deals. But with you getting these deals, you're not getting all this money.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting the money for it.
And that's
that
the problem.
That money going right back to the label.
That is the problem.
The label put the money. They put forth the money, but they got to get that money back. So Cardi ain't get as much. Yeah, she look how she looking now. Okay, cool. They giving her something. Cardi ain't never had no money. So they giving her what they giving her, and she think it's something versus what she can be actually making.
Mm-hmm. And that's the problem with hip hop. That was the problem with hip hop. They allowed her to come in. They felt like her energy, her unapologetic, problematic self was cool, which was fine. If that's you, that's you. But you got to understand how to be able to market your actions with your actual music. If it would have been better if she had kept the same, well, not the same content as she did with her mixtapes, but if she would have showed growth. But it looked like somebody flicked on a light switch and was like, okay, we gonna take this bar and show you how it's done. And then her content, all of it just switched from her mixtape days. And then she came out and said that she had help with writing and everything. Then when people called her out on it, the story switched. Then you had people of hip hop sticking behind her like, oh, that's okay, you know, we're not worried about that, blah, blah, blah. Y'all just don't like to see people win and all this other stuff. But it ain't about that. It's about what hip-hop really was. You expressing your feelings through your own pen. You can't have nobody out here writing for you. Basically, they expressing their feelings and you reciting how they feel through the pen. Because you can't tell me that you're going to stand here and tell them how you feel and then they have to write it out. That's not going to work.
Because she can't do it in that freestyle that she so-called did fucking sucks. Suck fucking ass. Suck.
It's just like.
Suck ass. But that's what she get. She can't fucking sell tickets. Why are your ticket sales so low? Why you gotta mm-hmm. get these bitches out for free? Why?
And why then like you said, just like you said, her audience isn't global. So, and that's just like, just to go back to the tweet, you probably saw it with Bobby Valentino when they was asking why he wasn't on the Millennial Tour, and he was like, you know,
yes,
he didn't have enough fans. Yeah, like they said
yeah,
he said he don't have the fans to support him when it comes to even doing shows and different things. Same thing applies with Cardi. The same exact thing applies with Cardi. She don't have the fans globally to support her actions. But that's what happened when hip-hop allows somebody to come in and just be herself. That was part 1 of episode 10. If you haven't already, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Agenda Vocal. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, tweet us or DM us and we'll get right back with you. But stay tuned for part 2.